Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Mystery, Miracles and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa, and you are very welcome to the show. So, what are we going to talk about? Ooh, ways to cancel out mind control and how holding on to stuff from the dream blocks. The new runes, actually, there's a new rune, the eighth rune from coming into physicality. So, let's begin. I was hoping I would have more audios with you for you guys today. So, let's see what unfolds throughout the show, but I was hoping to have more uploaded for you. I couldn't get the last one uploaded, so anyway, there is has been so much going on, and I would just love to share with you. First of all, my name is Vanessa, I'm your host, as I said, and this show is dedicated to Almeen. She is world-leading mystic and seer of our time. So she actually created a beautiful page called Messages for Lightworkers. And there has been so much coming up even on that, you know. But I would just like to say, yesterday Almeen actually went into the future. So I'm just going to go I'm going to go kind of from the start, because there was a crack in time. First of all, there was stuff coming up about the Lion's Gate, and someone asked a question. Do you have any comments about the opening of the Lion's Gate portal on August the 8th to the 12th? 2016. To recap, it's an annual Stargate event linked to the rising of Sirius above the horizon of the Northern Hemisphere. You have commented on it before because it aligned with your work. As far back as 2013, you drew the Lion's Gate wheel. Other relevant information released by you pertains to the release of two alchemical oil blends, the Wheel of the Rhino's Gate for the feminine blend oil. I'll just tell you what that is, because it's the Fragrance Alchemy, actually. So for the Wheel of the Rhino's Gate, that's the goddess blend, which is extremely beautiful. Really what that does, like a golden thread through the tapestry of time, legends are told of the ultimate feminine. Inspired by these ancient tales of a goddess among men, this evocative fragrance was created to stir the hearts and delight the senses. I mean, I witnessed this yesterday because I had a retreat teaching Almeen sacred teachings, and I used the beautiful fragrance alchemy on these men. And you know, one of them, I put some of the goddess blend, it's the fuchsia blend actually. But Almeen mentioned that with the goddess blend, there's a lot of fuchsia in it, I think it is. He absolutely loved it. They were actually in love with these beautiful fragrances. So it was really beautiful to see that, actually. So the other thing was, there's a Wheel of the Lion's Gate, and there's a masculine blend for this one. And this one is called the Blend of the Gods. So the primary ingredient in this anthropos blend is oud oil of the highest quality, obtained from agar trees, found only in a few places on Earth. Its rarity and excellence has earned its name of the Oil of Kings, and in the Middle East it is called the Oil of the Sultans. Blend of the Gods' refined properties stimulates the production and release of hormones that promote longevity and personal power and magnetism and the evolved expression of masculine balance. Pretty powerful stuff, I have to say, and I really, really, really love the smell of the Blend of the Gods. Probably one of my favorite ones as well, a masculine scent. So you can wear these sacred oils, actually, whether you're male or female, playing the role of male or female, depending on what it is that you wish to do with it. But they're going to activate something in your field anyway. Dominic's answer to this is, the opening of the Lion's Gate refers to a wormhole that opens between August the 8th to the 12th of this year. This opening occurs at a time that corresponds to Sirius rising every year. The wormholes do not lead to Sirius, however, but to the Pleiades. It opens inside a pyramid in Egypt that has not yet been discovered. State of discovery, according to beings from the future, is in 2032. Whew. I can remember when Armin first brought through these sacred wheels, the Lion's Gate, and the actual wheel of the Rhino's Gate, and what a sacred privilege to have been, you know, at a retreat with Armin. All the sacred information coming through, it's just absolutely incredible. On another note, I would like to read today's mantra. Armin has brought through these incredible time maps, which we are still learning about. And the mantra for today is the 22nd of August. It's a new mantra for every day. You create your power stack and all of that stuff, and you draw out your own incredible power sigils. And there's way more to it than that, but I'm not going to get into it too much because we have so many updates to do. So the mantra of the day is, with the forgiving eyes of a poet, I appreciate my world. With an artist's creativity, I create a life of grace and acts of kindness. Very, very beautiful. Yeah, so you get a new mantra every single day. And how beautiful is that? So next, there was a post put up about a crack in the face of time. How interesting is that? And I would just like to say to a beautiful Paul, if you're listening, I did try to upload this audio, and for some reason it hasn't uploaded. So I just want to share that I had help from a beautiful being, Paul, who actually has a Bhavak Sitar radio show in South Africa, and he was trying to help me upload these audios, and I'm hoping that they'll be made available for download a little bit more easier. And for some reason, it's not showing up on my studio that it's been uploaded. So, however, we will continue on. Armin mentioned that she had discovered a tremendous secret about time for a resurrected being. And in a podcast that Armin tackles about, you know, the advanced metaphysicals of stacked time. And she goes deep into a lot. And I'm just looking for something to bear with me. I know I wrote it down somewhere. Okay. Bear with me. So she actually went into the advanced metaphysics of stacked time maps to explain why the theme of the upcoming Moscow event had to be changed. So she has different times here, and she says, the advanced metaphysics of stacked time maps, tremendous secrets about time, why the Moscow theme had to be changed, crack in the face of time. And she says, you know, there's different times she's going through all these different experiences. I am different today, staggering information from the future. Excuse me. My apologies, everyone. I've been trying to clear my throat. I'm aware that it represents spoken and unspoken words. So I've shifted my perspective about my throat thing. So anyway, it's clearing. The main thing is, let's move on, okay? All right. Yes. So she said the deep insights her journeys into the future have provided a profound impact on the way Armin views life on Earth. She wishes to share this with her life family, and we'll be working closely with her here to present this to you. 1,000 years into the future. I mean, that's going to be kind of incredible to hear, you know. Here's one of the messages. Messages from the Future, Moscow, Russia. The teachings of this year are mean Friday, September the 30th, Sunday, October the 2nd to 2016. We are at a crossroads in time during which it is imperative for the great lights of the earth to shape the future into a graceful one. It is gratifying to be able to have been able to see how successful that which we have already done, that which we have been able to see how successful that which we have already done has been in evolving humanity. So that's the seer from Amin. I'll read it again. We are at a crossroads in time during which it is imperative for the great lights of the earth to shape the future into a graceful one. It is gratifying to have been able to see how successful that which we have already done has been in evolving humanity. The seer shares her unprecedented and amazing experience of traveling to the future to share with us how to steer the course of unfolding events on Earth. This life-altering information will be presented for the first time by Rohir in Moscow, a life-changing event not to be missed. The incredible. And also for anyone interested in receiving a time map, you can actually order it on Almeen's store, actually, if you go to www.spiritualjourneys.com and you can actually go to click on Beautiful Tools. Now you can align your destiny with a cosmic time map and infinite intent. It's a deeply mystical and powerful tool to help you flourish by expressing according to the will of the divine. The personal time map has been called by Amin the most important tool of guidance for us to express the infinite will that has ever been given to man. Pretty profound stuff. So you can check out even an audio that Amin has there. And you know, if you want to find out more about the time lapse, then you're very welcome to do so. You can go to www.spiritualjourneys.com. Okay, moving onwards. Let me see, I'm trying to find. What's up next? Oh, yes. So I was speaking about a lot of stuff, actually. So, received a beautiful gift from somebody. As far as we're aware, it's anonymous. So that's lovely that she's receiving a beautiful gift. And as a proxy for all of existence, maybe it'll ripple outwards. And how beautiful is that? So, on another note, mind control in the US elections. How interesting. There is an audio about this, so if you want to listen to it, go to Amin's diary and you can check it out yourself. So interesting. So, let me just read to you what someone wrote. They asked Amin, they basically told her that they were kind of, this was actually in Ontario. They said that there was an army of caterpillars kind of arch invading there, like in North Ontario, and they wanted to know what the symbolism meant. Amin mentioned that they represent mind control, and she said mind programs, ants represent mind programs. So I thought that was really interesting. But anyway, I'm just going to tell you what she said in a kind of nutshell, but don't quote me on it. If you want to hear the full thing, please go and listen to the audio. Caterpillars could represent mind control. All the legs are moving in unison. A caterpillar controls all his legs. A nation moves in unison if somebody controls their mind. So what we have is one country targeting North America, and it's China. Now, this is a warning for everybody. We don't know if America is trying to do the same thing to Russia or China doing the same thing to South Africa. So So no matter what country anyone is in, this is a very, it's very important, if it's very pertinent, if one country tries to sway the opinion of another with mind control that nobody knows about, that is bondage. So Amin wanted us to take a look at it, and she said, what is China doing? China is swaying the opinion, is trying to sway the opinion of Canada vis-a-vis Britain. It is trying to control the outcome of the presidential elections in North America, and they would favor Trump being elected because of his position to NATO. So Amin was mentioning whether he should or shouldn't is beside the point. The point is it's a foreign power and it's mind controlling the public to vote a certain way. So as the sacred governments of the earth, what can we do about it? Amin mentions that there's a pale green, apple green, and very opaque light. It's not transparent like other lights, and that is the light that we use to work with in its alchemical potencies to assist, and it assists to prevent and remove mind control. So what do you do? Every morning, see from inside yourself an explosion of apple green, and now see it through your now see the light and see it spread all over the continent that you're on, coming from within and then spreading outwards. And sometime during the day you look at that continent to see that the light is still there, and then you even though the human eyes can't see it, you bathe the continent in that light, and you do it every day with that green light. And then you can call the angel gods that are specifically there to remove mind control, and we call the angel Nick Barenu. Now, Amin spells it, it's N-I-C-H-B-A-R-E-N-U. And ask that all mind control from inside and outside powers, and from the population and from the nation and other kingdoms on the continent, be cleared immediately. You do it every day with the green light to remove the problem. And she said that is what the caterpillars have come to tell us. So on that note, I will play a beautiful audio from Amin.
As I work on the 179 art pieces that has been created for the art exhibit, and that will also eventually be published in a book with daily mantras called The Book of Mantras, I found that I was having a lot of mental confusion, short-term memory loss, just feeling muddled in my head after perhaps 4 or 5 hours of work on these art pieces. So I grew concerned. I thought if I was overloading my brain, or for that matter, they received through revelation, so was I disconnecting too long? Even looked if it could be nutritional, what the problem was. But it was in fact not a problem, and it is something you will also experience as you experience the art. And here's what it is. I have previously said that the more abstraction there is in artwork, particularly art that is revelation artwork, the deeper the work that it does. We have, over these last many months, been working on releasing everything that can possibly be elevated to a high enough standard to be part of our current evolved state from the lower subconscious. But there were some impressions left over, some, let's call them things that couldn't be converted to a higher life that we didn't want to incorporate, perhaps because they were obsolete. We'd already learned our lessons, for instance, they just weren't released yet. Well, those things get cleared out. It's like a house cleaning of your lower subconscious. So my recommendation is that after you experience these artworks, that you make sure that you have lots of alone time, that you have time just to walk in the park or in the forest, that you go to bed early, that you drink a lot of water, and that you interact sparingly. Take time just to allow this to work in the next day, otherwise it does create a lot of mental confusion.
Good evening and welcome back to the show if you have just joined us. This is Mystery Miracles and Mysticism and you're very welcome to the show. It's dedicated to Almeen, world leading mystic and seer of our time and the most updated updates you can possibly get from Almeen. So where was I? Yes, I mentioned about mind control. Okay. So yeah, that was the audio that we just listened to is actually such a beautiful gift that's coming through from Almeen. And all of us were very privileged to receive beautiful, anyone who ordered a personal photography painting. You know, these are going to be put in a beautiful book. So I cannot wait to hear, I cannot wait to experience that day when she's actually proposing the art exhibition. And I will just go into, you know, nature and stay in silence and just be, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the experience. The other thing that came up was how the stuff of the dream blocks the eighth rune library. You're either a cause or an effect. That's by all means. The folly of man is that he says he searches for truth, but what he searches for is to affirm his already held belief systems. So tomorrow we'll feature a special broadcast on lightworker.co titled You Are Listening to the Propaganda of the Children, and it's a little fierce. Almeen has really considered posting it, but I asked you share it anyway, because anything less outspoken is evidently just enabling the stuff of the dream and this path, ascension, Nibiru, Illuminati, and other obsolete paradigms promoted by the teachers of humanity. And while such muddying of the waters is nothing new, its negative implications are now more tangible. A package of powerful and sacred information has been floating in front of Almeen for more than a month, but she has been unable to open it. She is entering into a week of seclusion today and will see what can be done to access it. The angel god, Uf Raviv Mavea, responded as follows when Almeen asked why she couldn't open the information. It is the eighth and most holy seraph of runes being withheld because many of the ancient ones had to follow this journey, disrespect these holy revelations by searching for truth on earth. This journey is for the holy ones, that they may receive at a higher level that which creates a peaceful and sacred future. Whew. So, yes, it was quite intense, actually. I listened to the audio and Almeen feels quite upset. And yeah, there's also a beautiful art piece I would like to share with you. Well, first of all, before I move on forward, I would just like to say that there's a lot more to that audio. And if you feel to listen to it, you're welcome to listen to it. It's there. Listen to it. You can go to Messages for Lightworkers. And see on deeper levels what Almeen is talking about. It's like a kick up the backside for, you know, all of us who on whatever level are not embracing our godhood. And that really needs to change, you know. So that's it basically. So you know, Almeen has a beautiful art piece put up. Almeen's journey to the future of our present timeline. And it was, did you know, we heard through the grapevine that Almeen is planning a week-long journey into the future of our present timeline. The purpose is so that we can create a more graceful and potent time by changing things now, before we get there. She suspects that she needs a week to do the traveling and will then have to calculate what actions on our part can change things. She's aiming to do this by the end of August. Amy's findings will be revealed in Messages for Lightworkers and her October webinar. I am so excited about this webinar coming up. It's for the third resurrection. I cannot wait. Very excited. That's going to be profound. And it's a mystical gathering of the full moon. And actually, there's a prize there now as well. So it's going to be the birth of the golden light of the third stage of resurrection. How incredible. And the early bird for that is $149.99. So that's pretty cool because it could end up being more if you don't book it before that. So Almin will facilitate and explain how to become a living, dynamic Akashic record, erasing the need for demons to exist, how to prevent the bodily pain of the sacred fire that could occur during the body's incapacity to hold the advanced stages of resurrection, how to use the alchemical tools of the magical potencies of light, and how to prevent the alien infiltration warned of in Messages from the Future, and much more. All participants of this three-hour event will receive the three immensely powerful alchemical equations of the three stages of resurrection, the Bhagavad of resurrection, and means gathering of the God's audio address that they received at the Ohio retreat, actually that I think was held by Jan. And yes, I was told we had a very special experience at that, and they had a Skype call from Almin, and it was very, very beautiful. So I have someone here on the line, and I'm just going to put them on for a moment. They're just listening. I don't know. They're obviously just listening in. Okay. So moving onwards, let me just have a quick look. Other questions that came up during the week. Let me just have a little brief look. That's so interesting. I'll just say, well, I'm looking for something. You know, the night before this came out about Almin, you know, about the mind control stuff. I was going to sleep, and I kind of sleep with them. Almin has brought out these beautiful power books, and I sleep with one of the power books. Well, the ones that I have anyway, I sleep with them stacked up. And in my dreams before I was going to sleep, I saw on the screen of my forehead, I was starting to see the star being, and he was kind of paler blue skinned. And I can remember his eyes. I can remember seeing him quite physically. And it was like we connected, and then I started seeing all this apple green, lots of apple green, and a little bit of yellow, and lots of apple green. And I realized that the Book of Star Transmissions, you know, was right beside me, and that has to cancel out mind control from star beings, which I thought was really cool. And so then obviously the thing came up then about mind control, and I just thought, wow, there's absolutely no accidents. So on another level, a lot of stuff came up, like with, you know, someone asked a question. I'm just telling you about these questions if you feel to Messages for Lightworkers, because it's actually quite not expensive, and it's such a gift to have. So how humanity and the star race sprang from the original ones, phantom pain and the dream body. Is there a sigil for phantom pain? And the other thing was Nibiru and all its entails. The concept of the imminent return of Nibiru and the Anunnaki is doing the rounds again. This time, the claim is that that mainstream media reports of the hypothetical ninth planet and the newly discovered exoplanet with three suns are ways to prepare the public for its return. What could be the purpose of reviving this subject? The other thing was Dark Ages, Holocaust, and Chosen Races. The following questions were asked and answered at the Moscow retreat in March 2016, and I've been asked that this information be shared with our life family. And I have to say that is incredible, Jeff, that Almin goes to there. The other thing that was coming up were zombies. walk-ins in the underworld. So there's someone asked the question. She was born and raised in a rural place, a rural part of a place, and in this planet called Haiti since her infant days. She said that she always heard conversation about zombies and devils, voodoo and so forth, and she heard that when some people died, their souls were captured through black magic process, and they worked after as slaves, zombies, in the vast agriculture field. She said that she had learned and read that so many souls had been abducted on Earth and brought to worlds, planets to work as slaves and zombies in the mines. In this webinar, our dear Ami, I fear Amin, brought this issue into the table. And she reported that during her 6 weeks in a coma, that she found so many groups and souls trapped like slaves in the underground world. So what's going on? And she was asking herself since then, how can this happen? You know, and she was looking to understand the subject much more deeply, as well as its origin. So that's some of the depth of some of the questions coming up and answered, actually. And then also, you are listening to the propaganda of the children. The folly of man is that he says he searches for truth, but what he searches for is to affirm his already held belief system. So the answer is there on Messages for Lightworkers. So, you know, you can check this out on, you know, you go to Amin's website, spiritualjourneys.com, www.spiritualjourneys.com, and then you can actually, you know, there should be a little link there for you to look up Messages for Lightworkers. And there's a full audio on that, on the listening to the propaganda of the children, and she's really kind of, you know, asking us to assert ourselves in our own godhood and how imperative it actually is. And yes, so I think that's all the updates I have for you this week, my beautiful, beautiful listeners. I was hoping more things would be uploaded and processed at this stage, but not to worry. Hopefully at the end of the week, I will also have another radio show for you guys. I'm sorry that there's been a little bit of, been a little bit of a delay on the start of this radio show, and also my throat, so my apologies for that. I'm working on it. And I will hopefully connect with you again, maybe Thursday or, you know, at the end of the week, and I will do another radio show for you guys. And it is my absolute pleasure to be here, and I am eternally grateful to all who listen. I give you my love and my gratitude, and thank you so much.